I want to end this first half with the three poems I've written for children. I work with a composer called Stephen Paulus in Minnesota, and he set these poems very nicely to music. And I'll just say them to you, then take a break, and then read some more. This first one is called Dr. Livingstone. I got to tell this story, because I told it really once today, but I work in grade schools, and I got elementary schools, and work with the children, and I read these poems one time in November in a diner, a suburb of Minneapolis, and I showed the students, the children, my notebooks, and said, anybody want to ask the poet a question? One little boy put his hand up. I said, yes. He said, have you ever put a stem up your nose? Okay, here are the children's poems. Excuse me. Okay. These are for very young children, and I would sing them if I were able to, but I can't. So these are for tinies. It's called Dr. Livingstone. I took the dog for a walk in the park. There were snakes on the swings. There were goats in a tree. As we were walking and running along, a camel came up and spoke to me. Dr. Livingstone, I presume, diddledy-daddledy-duddledy-doo. I went to the grocery store on the corner. I bought mustard and roses. I bought wine and bologna. As we were floating and fluttering home, I heard from the bag the voice of bologna. Dr. Livingstone, I presume, diddledy-daddledy-duddledy-doo. I love the rain, I love the snow, I love my street, I love my neighbors. My table is red, my ceiling is blue, my dog's vegetarian. How about you? I wrote to my mother who lives on the water. I wrote to my brother who lives in a cloud. As we were wobbling and waddling back, the mailbox followed us, shouting out loud, Dr. Livingstone, I presume, diddledy-daddledy-doddledy-doo. I am the sun, I am the moon, I am a man, I'm marmalade too. My dog goes meow, my cats go moo. Dr. Livingstone, diddledy-daddledy-doddledy-doo.